he's been mentioning possibly a candidate for the Arizona State job. Whether he gets that job or possibly an NFL head coaching job, what do you think his main assets or attributes would be as a head coach at either level?
Well, I think I've gone over that, like, I don't know how many times, because T.A.'s been up for a number of different jobs. You know, I've talked about it and talked about how he deserves opportunity, et cetera. I think if you look back at your transcript, you'll see all the positive things I've said about him. So rather than rehash that, I'd move on to something else.
What would his loss mean to your defense?
You know what? We got a long way before we get there, right? So we were focusing in on this next game. He's here right now, and he's working.
Dwight Freeney, another guy that's here. I know you addressed him briefly after the game the other day, but now that you had more of a chance to talk to him, get him in at least, what do you expect from him? What can we expect over these last five games from him?
I'm not certain what talking to him has anything to do with it. What do you mean by that? I have to make sure I get the questions correctly so I make sure I answer them properly. So tell me exactly what you meant by that, Dave.
Ignore that part. What do you expect to get from Dwight Freeney?
Okay, I understand that. Because talking to him wouldn't have gotten much out of him, would you think, other than what you know? Guy that's been around, he's still got juice. You take a look, he's been productive any time that he's been on the field, and we'll expect him to be productive for us as well. How we'll use him, you know, we'll make a real good determination of that as we go through the week, but he'll be able to do something for us.
Do you have a favorite memory or play of him when he was playing for you back in Indianapolis?
No, I mean, you're talking about during a time period where, I mean, every game was, you know, particularly when it was time for the opposition to throw the ball, he was somewhere close. Between he and Mathis, they created an unbelievable duo, power, speed. But, I've known him since he was in high school. Tried to recruit him when he was in high school way back when. So, but always been a talented guy that had high energy, took great care of his body. That's why he's capable of doing what he's doing now.
Some run on offense because you promised them that back in.
I did try. I tried to use that as a caveat. It didn't work, but he brought that up on several occasions when he was in a discussion with some of the teammates about his ability to play both ways. So, it certainly didn't work. He ended up going to Syracuse.
What's it about Coach Bob Marvin Jones? He's right up among the leaders in touchdown catches. He's made good on what he said at the end of last season, but wasn't satisfied. He wanted to do better. What has he brought to the team this year in all those regards?
Yeah, he was intent on getting better. He had his eyes set on improving the things that he could control in terms of route running, things of that nature, and understanding of the system. When he came back, you could tell there was a little different crispness to his routes. There was a better, deeper understanding of the concepts and also just catching the ball in traffic and things that he thought he needed to improve upon. And he's been obviously doing all of those things extremely well up to this point. And I think more so than anything else, it was his focus and concentration to get that done is what assisted. Coach Prince does a great job with him and in conjunction with the two of them working together. You know, he's made great strides.
Hey, Jim, how do you make sense of the three slow starts in a row, the Cleveland, the Chicago, and the one on Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, two of them resulted in wins. So, you know, obviously sometimes that's going to happen to you. But, you know, it's something that we got to get straightened away. We got to start better, and that's something you work at, you tinker, you look at some different options, and you go ahead and try to get that done. But we're not where we need to be in that particular area.
Is that a player-led movement to have a better starter or coaching?
It's all coaching. It's never anything else other than coaching. It's our job to get them going. It's not the player's job. It's our job to get it going.
Are you guys doing something differently this week to get
this? It's not been a topic that's been it's not like it just happened this year. I mean, we've been up and down in those areas for quite some time. So it's always something that we're adjusting and trying to get a little bit better at all the time, and we certainly got to do so this week as well.
Jim, you guys have been very methodical in the on to the next one, and the next one is the biggest one. How much does that help after a game like this where there could be a hangover, where the team, you know, has an important divisional game and then 10 days in between their next game?
I think it's just overall, just the way we approach things, just period. I think it helps us. I don't think it hurts us. I think it helps our focus. That's kind of been our mantra from the day that I set foot on this, obviously in this city, is focusing in on what you can control, and that's the next game, and not worrying about anything other than that. So regardless if you come off, whether we won the game or lost the game, it's still, you have to put that one behind you and move forward. We won two in a row, we lost one. So now we got to see if we can get a streak going again.
Do you you move on to the next one, but do you reflect at all at times throughout the season, and do you think about the last one that maybe a golden opportunity to kind of pass you guys back or by?
The answer to that would be no. No. I mean, I don't waste time. I learned a long time ago, I do not waste time lamenting. I do not waste time going back over rehashing things. But after the season's over, you look at every single play, you look at every single situation, you study them. We do self-scout as we go along. All those things happen. But in terms of what you're talking about, I'm assuming is, you know, thinking back, saying, what if, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Is human nature, like driving home from the ball game, you say to yourself?
I don't think so. Not if you're trained appropriately. I think it's not. You know, some people, that's the way they function. That's not the way we function. It's not the way I function.
Jim, you guys cleared up a roster spot this weekend. Any long-term concern with either Travis Swanson or Tavon Wilson?
You'll see from, we got some transactions coming up that will happen, so you'll get a good picture of them here shortly.
How is Matthew? No, he's back in building today. How's Matthew?
Oh, you can check the report when it comes out on Wednesday.
The running game has not been where you wanted, I'm sure, this year. I'll look at some other games over the weekend where, like, I'll give an example, Dallas with Dak Prescott doesn't play the same without his running game going. There's a couple of examples like Kansas City, too. Basically, Matt's been playing without a major running game all year. Is it, from this point on, beginning improvement, is it more of a mental thing or a physical thing where the mistakes are made? Is it like the scheme or the play? I mean, where does that come in where you're not getting the production you want?
Yeah, you have to realistically look at it and examine both. I mean, that's kind of always, you know, part of what we do. That's part of coaching. You have to make a decision, a determination on whether or not it is more scheme, that maybe the guys cannot execute what you're asking them to do. Or is it, you know, something else? It's just strictly performance. So there's always a delicate balancing act there. And I think that's part of what we do. And we got to be able to get them to the point where they're comfortable with what we're doing, but also they're able to execute it extremely well.
How has Miles Kilbert played for you? He has to take a bigger role. How has he played for you this year?
Coming along. You know, he's making steps forward, and he's coming.
A couple more for Coach.
And just sticking with Tavon, that question, I mean, if you lose him, for any period of time, what sort of loss would that be, given what he's meant to your run defense at times this year?
Yeah, it's just like anything else. You know the guys that, you know, regardless of who it is, the guys that you lose, that you don't want to lose, but you're always going to have somebody be able to step up and step in and get it done. But obviously he's been a vital part of what we do, and he's done a great job for us. So we'll see what happens.
You worked with Greg Schiano at Penn State for a few years. What's your reaction to when you see what's going on with him now at Tennessee, that him maybe getting that job and then maybe getting it pulled back because of possibly things that had happened at Penn State?
Yeah, you know, obviously I know him and know him well. And, you know, it's a tough situation for him and his family. I mean, it's a tough situation and difficult. And I don't know if I have anything other to add to that other than that. So it's just the circumstances, the way things are these days with information and things of that nature. So it's just the way it is. It's hard. It's not easy for him.
Jim, one more on Freeney. You guys have had some opportunity to reconnect in the past. You've always spoken very highly of him. Just wondering why it took so long to get him here in Detroit with you.
You know, I'm really not, you know, I don't know how to answer that question. You know, I mean, it's not like opportunities come in different ways, in different situations, and we do what we need to do at the time that we need to get it done. And so we needed it last week. We got it done. And I think that's probably the best way that I could explain it to you, you know, other than that. So, but he's also been with several different teams, you know, along the way as well. So things got to match up, need and opportunity, and they matched up for us, so it worked out.
Jim, one final question.
Last question.
You guys don't necessarily control your own destiny now, per se, because there are other things that need to happen for you guys to get into the postseason. What does your message become? Where does that – do you alter the message?
We don't
How do you
alter.
Guys talk all about
– All we do – what we alter is the fact that we don't alter it. Let me just put it this way. That we worry about the game that's coming, and that's all we can worry about. We don't worry about what has to happen, what all the formulas are, and all those kinds of things. You know, we can all read. I think it's It's kind of like a story I might have told you guys before. I took my two grandsons, my wife and I, to Washington, D.C. We take them to a different place every summer. And did I tell you guys this story? We take them to a different place every summer for educational purposes. And last year we went to Atlanta and did the Civil Rights March, et cetera, museum, so on and so forth. And the year before that, we took them to Washington, D.C., right around the 4th of July. So the youngest one, at that time, he was 6, I guess it was, and he was getting ready to take a shower for the evening, but he was brushing his teeth, and they had this real complicated sort of a shower arrangement. It had 3 different dials, one for the temperature, one for this, one for that, all these different things, right? So I told him, I said, brush your teeth, I'll come back in, I'll help you get the shower turned on, and you can get in the shower. So I wait about 5 minutes or so, and I go in. He's already in the shower, and he's showering. I says, how'd you get that all that stuff turned on? He said, well, he looked at me, he says, Papa Coach, he said, I can read. So we have an understanding of what's going on around us and all those kinds of things. We can read, we understand, we can calculate, but I think our focus has to remain narrow. I think that's the best thing for us. So the next game is the most important one. It's the biggest one of the year. We got a team that shut out Green Bay, has 3 shutouts during the course of the season, talented group. Fortunately, we get a chance to take a peek at them this evening, but maybe one of the best defenses that we'll face all year long. They're tops in a number of categories, interceptions, you know, points allowed, so on and so forth. They're up there. So it's going to be a real challenge. So that's where our focus better be.